So I've asked my family to come up here on the stage today to bring this message because this weekend, 31 of us returned from Guatemala. And if you see, look in your bulletin, we have some pictures to share with you. There's a lot more than that, but we have an insert that you can see. This was the first family trip that Woodmont has ever offered. We've done youth trips, we've done adult trips. First family trip where we actually took our children and went down to this country. And we plan to offer another one next spring break, 2025. And so I hope a lot of you will think about doing it. We have done a lot of ministry in that country, partnering with an organization called Unbound. To date, Woodmont has sponsored around 400 children and seniors, mostly children, but some seniors. And we have now built 67 houses in that country, and we just committed to build three more that will get us to 70. So give yourselves a round of applause for that, because that is really amazing. But you can sponsor a child in Guatemala for $40 a month. And we have a table today if you want to look into that. We have some options for you. But $40 a month can give them education, give them basic necessities for life. $40 a month, we blow that on lots of things. As we know, we can fill in the blanks on what that money often goes to. But that can have a dramatic impact on a family's life in Guatemala. Megan and I first started sponsoring a child back in 2008. And then I got to travel down there to meet Rodolfo a number of years later. Rodolfo graduated, moved on for the program. We sponsored a boy named Udiel, and our family got to meet him this week. And Montgomery fell in love with another girl, and she wasn't in the program, but she's going to be, and we're going to sponsor her. Her name is Daisy, as soon as they can get her ready. But you know, what Woodmont has done in that country is truly astounding. And we're going to show pictures, we're going to talk about it, but the best way to see it is to go see it, to go see it in person, to go experience it, to feel what it's like to be down there, because it's hard to put it into words. But this week we visited some of the homes Woodmont has built and is building, continues to build, and like I said, we've committed to do three more, and we're excited about that because we see the impact that it makes. This Lenten season, we've been studying the life of Jesus. And so we've been looking at Matthew's gospel, talking about Jesus, his life, what he was about, his miracles, his healings, his teachings. And 2 weeks ago, if you remember, I told you, we were talking about Matthew 25, that we're called to get out of our comfort zones. And the 31 people that went to Guatemala this past week did exactly that. We got out of our comfort zones. And you don't have to go to a third world country to get out of your comfort zone. But Jesus does call us to do that, and he calls us to serve. But none of us came back the same way that we went because of what we saw, because of what we experienced, because of the bonds that we have with those families and those children. And so as we were traveling through the country this week, there were a couple things that were on my heart as it relates to Jesus. The first is what he says in Luke's gospel when he begins his ministry. Luke chapter 4, Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free." If you're a Christian, you cannot argue that we have to take those words seriously. Jesus cared about the poor and the marginalized, and he calls us to do the same. And we saw some poverty this week that will blow your mind. And when we saw it up close, it's astounding how poor some of these families are and how they live. And Woodmont is doing our best to help, and we're making a big difference in that country. The second thing that was on my mind this week is from our scripture today that Jay read in Matthew 9, where he said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There's much work to be done in this world and in the Nashville community. And all of us are called to do it, to shine light, to spread hope. We can't do everything, but we have to do something. And so a big part of this mission trip and the mission of this church is to serve others, see God, Worship, prayer, Bible study, share love, small groups, classes, gatherings, serve others, make a difference. And when you do that, you find that you're the one that gets changed. Sponsoring a child and meeting them face to face, building a house, as our church has done for many years now, houses, these things will change your heart. And they'll change a family and their trajectory for generations because they don't have to sleep on a mud floor. But Jesus says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And he was serious about that. The third thing that has been on my mind this week is that all of us experience joy. We saw how these Guatemalan people suffer, and yet they are still happy and full of faith. Jesus said in John 10, I came that you may have life and have it abundantly in all of its fullness. And what's so amazing to all of us is that these people who have so little, they're so poor, have so much more joy and gratitude than many of us. Why? How is their faith so strong? Why are they so grateful? How do they live with joy and hope all the time? You know, I'm convinced that fullness of life comes from faith, it comes from family, it comes from friendship. It comes when we give ourselves to other people. And the primary reason that so many people don't experience this in our culture is because they can't see beyond self. And so as American society has become more self-absorbed, self-centered, people have become more miserable, more restless, and more addicted. See the correlation? But real joy comes when you serve. Now, I could talk to you all day long about what it's like to go to this country and recognize how many things we take for granted. Electricity, running water, throwing your toilet paper in the toilet, putting your toothbrush under the faucet, having a refrigerator, having AC, heat, transportation, healthcare, go on and on. But I'm gonna talk to my family this morning because I want you to hear from them as well, what they saw, what they experienced. And so I'm gonna ask them just a couple of questions. And the first one is this, and I'll let Megan start. What was most impactful to you guys this week while we were traveling in Guatemala?
The word I kept coming back to throughout the trip was community. First, I saw examples of community among the people of Guatemala. I saw it most strongly and repeatedly in the mothers that we met on our trip through this organization of Unbound. The mothers of the children who are sponsored in the Unbound program form local groups called CODIs. These CODIs determine the needs of the individual communities, and with monetary support from Unbound, they follow through on projects they feel would benefit their village. For example, one CODI created a well that brought water into a health clinic so that the clinic could have access to water inside the clinic itself. They also built a covering over the entrance of the clinic so that patients could have protection from the sun or rain while waiting for an appointment. Another CODI built a sink inside a school so that children could wash their hands and dishes could be cleaned. The strength of these moms to come together to meet the needs of their community was truly inspiring. Once empowered with monetary resources, these mothers were able to make meaningful change while gaining confidence in themselves. They were truly proud of what they had done. Just like in the U.S., these mothers want what is best for their children. And although it may be more difficult, they find a way to get the job done. They were able to make improvements that made an impact on the entire village. Community was also visible in other ways through the people of Guatemala. The government in Guatemala is full of corruption and unable to provide much support to many villages, especially rural ones where we were. We drove through a village where locals were painting stripes on speed bumps and lines on the road. Trash on the side of the roads was picked up by locals as well. They knew that if they didn't do it, no one else would. They came together to take care of their community. Secondly, I saw community in the group from Woodmont that traveled to Guatemala. We had children from age 7, Wade, all the way up to senior in high school, but they all enjoyed time together. We had fellowship eating meals together and on the bus for our day trips to local villages. We had fellowship packing the gifts from people that from Woodmont that sent to their sponsored friends. And we had fellowship and experienced community in the evenings when the kids played basketball or soccer in the gym while the adults enjoyed time on the roof of the compound. Each night after dinner, we had a Vesper service. Clay used his gifts by leading a short worship service. Mariah shared her musical talents, and everyone, kids included, participated in singing and sharing what we took away from that day. The bonds that we created on this trip will last far beyond the week we spent together.
Montgomery, what was most impactful to you?
One thing that I'd like to share that I know was, I will never forget, and it was very impactful to me, was meeting the 7-year-old girl named Daisy. My mom and I, well, this is kind of how it started. My mom and I were making bracelets, and she came over to us and asked if she can make one too. Immediately, I thought she was the cutest girl I had ever seen. Very quickly, we became friends, and by the end of the day, I was picking her up and holding her hand. By the end of the day, I was so sad to see her go, so I asked my parents if we could sponsor her. They said that if she was available, then of course I could. Sure enough, she was very eligible to be sponsored, and my parents and I thought it would be good if I pitched in some money to help with the sponsorship. This will make it more meaningful to me and the connection that we have. I'm very excited to start sponsoring her, and I cannot wait to go back to see her very soon. This connection I have made to this young girl is one that I will never forget, and I hope that all of you will have the chance to make these connections. The second thing I want to share is all the emotions and feelings that come over you when meeting these people. I really don't understand how people who have so little could be so joyous. It really makes you so grateful for the little things we have each day, such as clean water, beautiful homes, air conditioning. I could go on for hours, but I don't have that time. So I will leave you with this. Joy and happiness doesn't come from having the biggest house or the most money and the best job. It comes from the people you meet and the way you choose to live.
One of the things that many people ask us is it safe? And I can tell you, we wondered that. Remember Clayton, who's gonna share in a second, he wrote a will before he went. But Unbound keeps you safe. That's their number one priority. I wouldn't go to visit this country without a partner like Unbound, because it is corrupt and there's a lot of bad stuff that happens. But Clayton, what was most impactful for you?
The most impactful thing that happened to me on the trip was meeting my sponsored child, Udiel. He was very happy to meet us, and his family even drove 11 hours just to come meet us. Something that impacted me so much was his gratefulness that he had towards us. We gave Udiel a few presents, after each one, he would be so excited and make sure to say gracias. I loved watching Udiel look at the glass half full instead of half empty. It was so cool to see how grateful people in Guatemala are for not having a lot. Here in Nashville, we take for granted what we have. You will find that paying $40 a month will make people so grateful. I advise you to make the trip down there and sponsor a child. You won't regret it. The kids down there are so nice and love having fun with you.
And then Wade, who was the youngest guy on the trip at age 7. Wade, what would you say was the most impactful thing for you in Guatemala?
Seeing our sponsor kid, Udiel, be happy. I was the youngest person to go on the trip, and I'm so glad I got to go.
That's good, buddy. All right. Now, I want you to obviously be aware that at Woodmont, we do lots of outreach ministries. Jerry is our missions director. Jay works closely with him. We have so many different ways that we serve others in this community and across the world. And when we do stewardship in April, we lift those up. We want you to see how we're making a difference, how we're making an impact. But we've been doing this ministry for 16 years now, actually a little bit over 16 years. Started in 2008. My brother went with our youth down there, and then since then we've probably had about 200 Woodmonters travel to San Lucas Talamon to be a part of this mission. But the amazing thing is when you get down there and you get on the ground, you realize how important it is that we're doing this. You realize what it does for a child and a family to get that monthly sponsorship, to get that new house, and you see it. It's not just in a faraway country, out of sight, out of mind. You see it face to face. And it's so impactful. But I wanted to ask my family one more question, and we might have to shorten it up a little bit, is why do you think this ministry of Woodmont is so important, based on what you saw, based on what you experienced?
As you mentioned, our family, especially the kids, were a little worried about going. And in the end, they all wanted to come back. In fact, Wade even asked if he could go in a time machine and go back to the day before the trip started so he could do it again. I felt very safe during the trip. And it's an important ministry. Currently over 7,000 children are waiting for a sponsor through Unbound, mostly in Guatemala, but in other third world countries like Honduras and the Philippines. And we have built 67 homes. I think the unique thing about Unbound is that the money given for a home not only covers the cost of the building materials, but it also gives jobs to the local community. The house that we visited on the last day was being built by the father who was actually going to be living in the home. So not only did he get money for the house, he got a job to be able to build the home itself. And it is just a beautiful country that's called the Land of Eternal Spring. It has a temperate climate, and it was just a great place and a memory we'll always have for our family.
Montgomery.
To me, I think that Woodmont is very lucky to have the opportunity to go down and meet the children we sponsor and be able to have the connections to them that we can't have from thousands of miles away. I think that sponsoring a child through Unbound is amazing in itself, but being able to meet them, the feeling is impossible to describe in words. I hope that all of Woodmont can have the chance to go down there or even just sponsor a child, because just by doing that, you are changing somebody's life. It's so impactful for even one child to be sponsored, because it just really changes their life and they get education and everything can be turned around for them.
And we, 31 people went down, but we were going down on behalf of all of you, because a lot of you sponsor children. A lot of you have given some money to help build homes. So we were representing you, and to see the gratitude was really special. Clayton, why do you think it's so important?
The ministry we have in Guatemala through Unbound is very strong. Woodmont alone has sponsored over 400 kids through Unbound, and we've also built 67 homes. The thing we have done to help people are amazing and inspiring. We have come together as a community to help those who are not as fortunate as us. With the help of Unbound, we have changed so many lives because of the kindness this ministry has. In Guatemala, it is not easy to make the money to provide for your family. Most families have more than four kids. This makes the family only be able to buy basic necessities. Our ministry helps them worry about one less thing they have to spend their hard-earned money on. When you get a sponsored child, you can communicate through letters and videos. Without the Woodmont community, some people would not have homes and not have the ability to go to school. Looking around, I saw some of the houses Woodmont has built. The whole family is always so grateful and thankful for what we did to them. When I got to meet my sponsored kid, Udiel, I saw how happy he was that we were able to make the trip down here to meet him. Without Woodmont's ministry, my family would not be able to sponsor Udiel. I'm so glad Woodmont taught my family and me about Udiel, or about Unbound. I can't wait to go back and see Udiel. Once you sponsor a child, you always want to meet them in real life, and I'm so glad I got the opportunity to meet him.
Wade, why do you think Woodmont's ministry is so important?
I don't know.
Oh, you're done. Okay, you're just going to do the first one. Okay. All right, good job, buddy. Good job. Okay. every night there's a chapel at the compound, And every night, for about 30 minutes, we gather to worship and as a team. And when you go on a trip, any trip like this, you get close to the people that are on your team. So I want to invite them to come forward. We're going to give you guys a short present here. But with those, not everybody's back, or, you know, they might be sleeping. But if you went on this trip, would you come forward? And we had a worship service, and we reflected on the day. And so any of these folks that are here, the Riches, the Galleons, the Johnsons, the McClarys, Josh and Ann, any of them, they can talk to you about what this trip meant to them. And so we would gather at night, and we decided we wanted to do this. We wanted to do this as a thank you. And we would sing. And I can remember when I first went back in 2014, the first time I went down there, we did the same thing. We would sing. And again, I thank Emmy Thomas, who got to go with us, Jim Thomas, who's been a champion for it. Part of the experience is going down there and seeing it, but also reflecting upon it from a faith perspective. And so this is one of the songs that we sang for the Guatemalan people. Mariah is going to lead us, and we're going to sing it for you. So.